From the Sunbelt Ag Expo and the John Deere exhibit, I'm speaking with Annette Bitto. And Annette, first of all, tell me what you do for John Deere.
Well, I'm the product manager for our current product line at John Deere Des Moines Works in cotton harvesting. So I'm responsible for the 9996, the 9970, and I take care of those machines as well as the 7460 cotton stripper.
Well, you're the perfect person to talk to then about cotton, and we are here in the Southeast and hopefully are going to see John Deere equipment in the field today. I'm looking forward to that. So tell me what farmers are going to see from John Deere that's new in the area of cotton.
Oh, you're exactly right. You will be able to see cotton, the new shape of cotton harvesting today here at Sunbelt. But our farmers that have stuck with cotton, because you know the market's a bit depressed, but they are going to be able to see increased labor improvements. And beyond that, a machine that will revolutionize the industry. This machine will take people out of the field. They no longer will need operators for bull buggies, module builders, or any of the support staff that goes along with that. And they will have a simplified harvest scheme, which was their number one request in going with this. And in addition to that, we've given them some increased functionality, not just with the round module itself, but we've given them full-time four-wheel drive that they can get through the most that Mother Nature can throw at them. Like we had some farmers in Louisiana that were able to run that machine a couple days after Gustav dumped 26 inches of rain on their fields, and it was about 3 or 4 days after our machine got through the field, 2 days after Gustav, that they were able to run the set or 9996 baskets.
Well, tell me how precision through the AMS type equipment plays a role with these new cotton pickers.
Well, precision ag, particularly in cotton, is so vital because our cotton farmers in particular, are needing that technology to help make cotton more profitable and affordable on their operations. As I alluded to earlier, the cotton market is not where it should be. It's not come to the game with the other commodities, and so they are actually, they've got increased fertilizer prices, increased fuel prices. I mean, I can go on and on, but precision agriculture is enabling them to keep those costs on the lower side, if you will, and our 7760 just dovetails right into that, and so they're able to maximize what they've done on the front end at the back end. So we're really proud of what the 7760 brings to the table for our producers.
So besides the unique way that it's handling making the modules, they're able to capture data as they're going through the field and then pull that right into their computer for study or historical data, etc.
You are exactly right. They'll be able to see just where in the field that what they did earlier in the season, how it paid off later on. And so I was running the picker a couple weeks ago and saw with the farmer actually, and he said, all right, well, here we had the fertilizer run out, and you can tell it's just a little bit off of what we had earlier. So they're able to go back and from a management perspective as well, figure out how to improve for next year's crop. So we're excited about that opportunity for our producers.
How would you describe, since you've been out in the field with a farmer, and that's, what do they think about this new unit?
You know, those that have run it, and I'll just tell you about our demo machine. We're taking this demo machine from, it's been in Texas, we were in Louisiana, and now we're in Mississippi. The perfect story is Ellis Irwin had the picker, and I had to go get it from him. He said, man, Annette, it's like taking a toy away from a baby. That's just not fair. And so he knew it had to go, but he didn't want to see the picker leave. And so those that are just getting a taste of the 7760 certainly enjoy what it's doing and the benefits that it's bringing to their operation. So they're excited about when it comes to market and they can actually run it on their farm. So I can't wait to help them, help that dream come to reality.
So I don't know how many of these you've sold, but how would you describe kind of the market potential in terms of, it sounds like, great acceptance and really liking what they've seen?
Well, we actually didn't take the machine to market this year. It has been we had another year of durability tests going on. And so we actually have several machines running throughout the cotton belt right now, and it's being exposed on numerous farms throughout the cotton belt. But we did that for a reason, and that's because it did not meet our internal quality standards. And so, it's a tough year, but we're going to be able to bring an even better product to market for our producers, and hopefully the folks that are still growing 2,000 acres plus of cotton will see the fit and the benefit of the 7760 on their operation next year.
So at this point, are you taking orders in advance? Not yet.
Yeah, we won't have the product announcement until a later date, but just keep in touch with your John Deere dealer, and they'll be the first to know when the 7760 is available. So.
But at this point, if somebody really wanted a demo, just again, contact their dealer, and they might find out if there's a unit nearby or whatever?
Oh, exactly. If someone is interested in seeing the 7760 run, all they have to do is come see their dealer, and they can contact us. And between one of the several machines we've got out running right now, they will have ample opportunity to see and to test drive the 7760 if they so desire.
Well, thank you very much, Annette, for talking with me about what John Deere is doing in the cotton business, and certainly applicable here at Sunbelt Ag Expo. Hope to see it out in the field. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.